Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us comes from Galatians 5, beginning in the first verse today, and then also where Paul writes in verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Friends in Christ, if you plant a garden, one thing you will learn is how little control you have when it comes to making things grow. Now, of course, you can help the process in a variety of ways, but in the end, there is really nothing you can do to make fruit appear. The growth of fruit is not controlled by you or me, but by the patterns woven into creation by God Himself. In today's epistle reading, you heard the Apostle Paul urging the Galatian Christians to walk by the Spirit. And he explained what he meant by using the phrase, "the fruit of the Spirit." The idea is not hard to understand. Paul is saying that if the Holy Spirit is present in a person, then the Spirit in that person will produce the fruit of right thoughts, right actions, right words. And just like in the created world, the growth of that fruit is not controlled by you, but it's a process directed by God. So what fruit does God want to grow in you? Let's look. The first fruit listed by Paul is love. Love that proceeds from the Spirit of God finds its highest expression in self-sacrifice. "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That's Jesus. He said those words, and he also lived those words. Godly love is a willing commitment to put the needs of others ahead of your own. Are you bearing the fruit of love? Paul also mentions the fruit of joy. Now, joy is not simply happiness, but true enjoyment of God and His gifts. In other words, joy is being amazed at what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. And for that reason, joy is not dependent on favorable circumstances. Joy is what the Christian still has, no matter what, even in the worst circumstances. Are you bearing the fruit of joy? The next fruit of the Spirit that was named was peace. And we might settle for a definition of peace such as the absence of conflict, or maybe just quietness. But peace rooted in the Holy Spirit means that a lasting truce has been called between you and God. The insurmountable debt of sin has been paid off by the agony and death of Jesus on the cross. There is now no doubt about your identity. You are a baptized, adopted, forgiven child of God. And when you know who you are whole. Are you bearing the fruit of peace? Paul says that patience is also a fruit of the Spirit, but I'm afraid that it's a fruit that nobody really wants. We live in a world in which instant almost isn't even fast enough for us anymore. And yet, those walking in step with the Spirit learn to accept that God's timing is always the right timing. Are you bearing the fruit of patience? Kindness is next, and while it seems to be a simple fruit, it also seems to be sorely lacking nearly everywhere you go. Kindness is being mindful that how we speak and act matters, and it matters a lot. Kindness could be thought of as grace in action. Are you bearing the fruit of kindness? Goodness is another fruit of the Spirit, and let's not confuse goodness with being nice. In case you haven't noticed, it isn't easy in this world to be good or to do good. The opposite of good is evil. And being good will sometimes mean that you have to confront evil, call it out. And that takes courage. Have you taken a stand for good lately? Are you bearing the fruit of goodness? The Apostle Paul says that faithfulness is a fruit produced by the Spirit, and it is a special and beautiful fruit. Faithfulness is not merely possessing faith. It's the ongoing, consistent pattern of orienting your entire life around Jesus Christ. Are you bearing the fruit of faithfulness? The fruit of gentleness might be the most underrated quality on this list. And men in particular might hear gentleness and think, well, that sounds a little weak for my taste. But Spirit-grown gentleness is actually strength under control. Once upon a time, we had a 113-pound Newfoundland dog. And he could knock just about anyone off their feet if he wanted to, but he knew not to, and he didn't. That's gentleness. And that's not a bad way to deal with people. Are you bearing the fruit of gentleness? And then finally, there's self-control. The Spirit grows in us the ability to say no to things that are bad for us and yes to things that are good and godly. Self-control means when the devil comes along with his lies, you recognize them and you can say no. Furthermore, you can say yes to meeting God in His Word, yes to His presence in your life and in worship, yes to anything that's going to make your bond with Him grow stronger. Are you bearing the fruit of self-control? Now, I love what Paul says next. After making this list of fruit, he says, against such things, there is no law. Isn't that great? There are plenty of laws against sin, but you cannot be too loving. There's no restrictions against being too joyful or too filled with peace or too patient. There's no penalty for being too kind or too faithful or too gentle or too self-controlled. God will only be pleased to grow this fruit in you and let you use it. Now, an unfortunate byproduct of this fruit list is that it does point out what we are not. At the end of each fruit, the question was asked, are you bearing it? And maybe your honest answer to some of those was no, or I don't know, or maybe not as much as I should. Well, if that's the case, and it's the case for me, just admit it, be honest, come clean before the Lord, and do so knowing that your sins are forgiven and removed and canceled by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross 100%. I'm also willing to bet that you may not realize all that the Holy Spirit is already doing in you. You may be bearing this fruit that we're talking about unconsciously. Well, guess what? That's how it's supposed to happen. After all, our tomatoes and green peppers and our apples don't grow by our own willpower, and neither does the fruit of the Spirit appear in us by our own determination and hard work. It's the Spirit's work in you that makes it happen. Just provide Him with the fertile soil of your heart. Draw close to Jesus, the living water, and watch what happens. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thanks to the work of Your Son, Jesus Christ, You've sent Your Holy Spirit into the hearts of each believer, and there You are at work, growing things in us that help us to help others. I pray that as we have come into contact with this list today of love and joy and patience and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control and so many others, that first of all You would move us to repentance to see where we fall short, to come closely into an encounter and embrace with Jesus our Savior, to receive forgiveness, and to be aware that whether we are conscious of it or not, You are at work growing these things in us for our use, for the use of service in this world, so that others can see true joy rooted in You and patience and faithfulness and desire that same fruit for themselves. Descend upon us, we pray, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, loving Father, and grow in us Your God-pleasing fruit. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen.